Some good news Wednesday on the wildfire front on the two largest blazes burning in the Northeast. While classified as out of control, growth on Battleship Mountain has all but stalled according to the latest numbers provided by the BC Wildfire Service. It's still estimated at just over 302 square kilometers in size. Controlled back burns, cooler weather, and rain over the last 5 days have helped to dampen its progress. A decrease in activity has allowed our crews to get a handle on the southern and eastern flanks, setting up some guards. Hopefully, that will be completed in the next 24 to 48 hours, said Fire Information Officer Taylor Coleman. 91 firefighters, 2 helicopters, and 8 pieces of heavy equipment have been tasked to the fire. Things are going to take a turn in the weather, Coleman warned. The last couple of days have been sunny and warm, so forest fuels have dried out. We've seen some increased smoke popping up. Nothing, though, like the behavior we saw a week ago. The latest Environment Canada outlook is forecasting a cold front, but it could be accompanied by wind gusts of up to 50 kilometers an hour Thursday. However, overnight frost at higher elevations is helping to cool the ground somewhat. To the southeast, the 6,400-plus hectare Bearhole Lake blaze east of Tumbler Ridge has now been upgraded to under control. While it continues to burn in some areas and smolder in others, crews were able to make significant progress with last week's cooler temperatures and the rain that followed over the long weekend. We're moving into the patrolling and sort of mop-up work happening in the field, said Fire Information Officer Brian Zaberg. Over 40 firefighters are out there, again, today. They're working the areas outside of the provincial park, so the north and south flank, at this point. Infrared scans are also being done each night to determine perimeters and any growth. The estimated fire size remains at 6,472 hectares, the same figure that's been used for close to a week. A restriction order for hikers and backcountry users remains in place. Zaberg is optimistic, though, that it might be lifted in the coming days.